to you and yours. Worldwide, I say, hey. I seen a lot of pain, but I don't wanna write a love song for the world. I just wanna write a song about a boy and a girl. Junkies on the corner always calling my name, and the kids on the corner playing ghetto games. When I saw you getting down, girl, I hope it was you. And when I look into your eyes, I knew it was true. I said, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back from around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. Metaphysical man, but I know when the stars are aligned, you can bump into a person in the middle of the road, look into the eyes, and you suddenly know. Rocking in the dance hall, moving with you, dancing in and out of in the middle of June. My mama told me, don't lose you, 'cause the best luck I had was you. I said, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back from around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. The best luck I had was you, and I know one thing, that I love you. I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back, come around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. I say, hey,
good evening. This is Nacy on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and you're listening to Time Warp. Who am I joined with today?
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm joining here with...
My name is Lev.
And Thea. And these are my dear friends and sister. And today we are... We are here today to play some songs from our childhood. I say our because we've grown up as family friends. We've all known each other basically since we were born. And yeah, we got started with Say Hey, I Love You by Michael Franti. And next you're going to hear Downward by Ripe. And yeah, we'll tell some stories, listen to some good music. Please enjoy Ripe now.
Eyes like water, heart like hunger, and like mind view, heart like thunder. Earth starts with why it why. Now we're in daylight. I keep you crazy while you keep me upright, and we were not surprised to find each other's eyes responding to the moment.
now chasing after what we both want to dive. Uncharted waters, tomorrow's a whispered promise until you cue me with goodbye. And you keep saying, don't be nervous, things aren't that good. Right. But if this only your decision till you change your mind, this love keeps pulling. Me prophet, we fight every morning. You kiss like a wound out. I'll retreat to memories of when I adored you. When we were not about to find each other's eyes responded to the moment of chasing after what we both wanted. Life and Johnny Watson's tomorrow's a whispered promise. So kill me with goodbye. This love keeps pulling. Cut both ways when you spend your nights chasing charm and strange. And I know that there are no straight answers to what should I call this thing I feel. But love keeps pulling me downward, pulling me downward, pulling me downward. This love keeps pulling.
Angels smoking cigarettes on rooftops in fishnets in the morning with the moon still glowing. And here comes Jesus in an Astro van rolling down the strip again. He's stoned while Jerry plays. He said life ain't ever what it seems. These dreams are more than paper things. It's alright, mama, you're afraid I'll be poor along the way. But I don't wanna see those tears again. You know Jesus drives an Astro van. Yes, he does. Tip of my toes, reaching out for the great unknown. Every addict has illusions. Life ain't ever what it seems. These dreams are more than paper things. And it's alright, mama, you're afraid I'll be poor along the way. But I don't wanna see those tears again. You know Jesus drives an Astro van. Yes, it does. quit smoking. Jesus puts my name upon his guest list. Says, son, you're famous in heaven. Maybe you're famous in heaven.
Hello! So you just heard Astrovan by Mount Joy. Before that was Downward by Ripe. So maybe we can get into the talking portion now.
Well, let's start by talking about how we know all these groups. We have all been going to the Green River Music Festival out in Greenfield, Massachusetts, for how many fucking years?
Am I allowed to swear? A lot.
Sensei? Yes, I had a reaction, but actually after 11 p.m. on the radio, you can swear, so look all is clear.
A lot of fucking years is the short answer to that question.
I think the real answer is
something 11, like 11 or 12. 12? Yeah. I mean, there's pictures of us in like 2008 or something like that.
Eight.
Yeah, something.
I
like
mean,
that.
We go children. Way back with this festival.
I remember, well, I actually. Like,
didn't y'all go before we even started going?
Yeah, so me and my family went a couple years before you guys started going, but I remember. Like I think the first year that everyone was there, Michael Franti played the first song we just heard, and the last song he played,
'07,
it got to be something like that. The last song he played, he shouts some shit that's like, you know, like everybody throw your hands in the air, and Sadie, who's I think like 5 or 6 at this point,
three maybe,
yes,
she's not applying to college.
She,
I mean,
she tears her shirt off and she starts waving it.
And you remember that you were 2 at the time?
No,
I was 1 year
four
older than her, so I think I was 4. And I remember that because my mom told me that story.
That's a wonderful story.
And I remember she was sitting up there on my dad's shoulder and just going.
That year was actually 2009. I'm referencing the artist.
Okay, 2009.
2009 looks like the first year.
That looks like the first one, yeah.
We have a little that's crazy.
So we came this year, 2022, that was year 13.
13, and we've all to preface this. It's very rare that we get the whole crew at one festival. Mm. Since about 2014, we've had like different combinations of people at every year.
Right,
but we will.
And
it will happen.
Every year, we always say everyone's coming this year, and every year not everyone
someone.
Comes,
so.
Yeah, it doesn't work out. But our tradition when we go is that not only do we go to this music festival, but we actually all camp together at Irving State Forest.
Yeah, we do.
Very true.
So a big part of this theme is not only the actual festival, but it's the night before vibe.
Oh, yeah.
It's the anticipation. It's the remembering, remembering the past festivals, reminiscing. Yeah.
The marshmallows,
the vegan marshmallows.
Do you guys remember that year? There was like, we were very little. It's got to be like the second or third year we were there. But there were like these tiny little orange, tiny little orange newts. And there was this other group of kids at the campground.
Man.
And
they were
drowning the newts, and they kept putting the newts in water, and they kept drowning the newts, and we, you know, like our 7 year old selves, we could not stand for this. We were going around to everyone in the campground. Mm-hmm. We were telling them we took action.
We said no. Those newts will drown.
They will die.
I just vividly remember looking at an orange bucket they
full
had,
of them.
And it was. Like full of the
yeah,
newts.
I remember
at least
that too.
Like 3 inches thick.
And they had the scooters. And they would
They would scooter away and we'd be like, no, like you have to pour them out.
That was war.
I actually remember Lev. I remember you took their bucket and you dumped them out.
Oh,
respect.
And
there
we were all
go.
Like, oh my god.
You'll never guess what I brought here tonight though, y'all. It's an orange bucket of newts.
Sitting right
in
here
the
next
studio
to us,
yeah. We're gonna release them to the public today. No, well, as I remember it, that was the last year we had newts at that.
Yeah, and then they were like went extinct or something.
No,
they were not
there's
there.
A few. Might have been those kids.
There's just much less. But I remember that year they were everywhere. They were everywhere that year, and they're not there anymore.
Plentiful.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Yeah. Well, we can get back into some music now. I think I want to play.
A song inspired by newts.
Right. It is.
This is one of my favorite songs from Green River Fest ever, okay. And we can talk a little bit about it after, but this is one of the groups that I think made it big, I don't know, kind of at the time. This is Rubble Bucket, if anyone knows.
Ooh, yep,
love that.
And they've gotten pretty big recently, but I think the first time we saw them was in, like, I want to say, like, 2013, maybe?
Yeah, something
2012.
Like that.
And this is one of the first songs I heard them play. It's called Bikes.
La 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 la
That was Turn It Around by Lucius. Before that, you heard Bikes by Rubble Bucket. I guess we can transition into our special announcement of the hour, which, you know, is actually related to the Green River Festival, because I would say, you know, you go to a Green River Fest, you're like, okay, it's always, like, extremely hot. The weather is never very nice.
True.
Even in June, it's extremely hot. You know, you have to bring water. You have to bring your sunbrella.
Can't forget to attend the hydration tent. You get to use some free sunglasses and some little fans.
You get to sit in front of a fan that sprays water, which is, like, a little bit gross, but sometimes nice.
And, like, all the food is also, like, it's not light. It's all super fried and heavy. So, like, you eat a bunch of that and that gets
but,
you feeling.
But you can't forget your dried fruit.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So today we have a dried fruit PSA. If you're looking to try some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you, try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, and bananas are good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to make you be better is going to be better for you than candy or processed snack.
Yep.
That's our sponsor
that's
of the night.
So
very true.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. That's for the people.
Well, speaking of fruits.
Speaking of fruits, speaking of drinks.
Don't you have
And liquid.
So back in speaking of drinks. Now a lot of food vendors, a lot of drink vendors love making their first time selling stuff or giving stuff away to be at Green River. And as such, in one of our, it was still early in our Green River years, I think probably in 2010, maybe 2011, there was this drink company that came in. It was called Juicy Juice. It's quite creative, if you ask me. I mean,
they
get down
those,
to the point.
It is what
they
it
have
is.
Those juice boxes you see around. Like,
oh, yeah,
legit
they're still
juice
there.
Brand.
No,
yeah.
That's how.
No, they're bigger
they
now.
They started at Green River, just like bands. They start at Green River, they get bigger, you know?
It's like the hard maple seltzers.
Those have been coming up. Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or the THC seltzers that we're now seeing.
Those are fun time. Yeah.
Kidding, I've never tried them. For legal reason. No, I'm kidding, I've never tried them.
Fairly. but this particular weekend, Juicy Juice decides to make all their drinks free. They're not selling anything. They're giving everything away. They just want the publicity. So they have these, like, massive barrels of drinks. I'm talking, like, you know, we're really little, so they're, like, as tall as we are, right? And we all have semi, you know, we all got, like, shop at Trader Joe's, like, organic homemade parents. So so these sugary sodas are, like, they're, like, crap to us. Like, we've never tried these before.
Given it's also, like, 90 degrees.
It's also, like, 90 degrees, and they're ice cold.
You reach down into the barrel of ice, and you pull out a glistening Juicy Juice.
I think I took a bath in the barrel of ice at one point. That's where the weekend is going. But
quick
anyways.
Quick shout out to our parents listening. Big shout out.
And
we
thank
love you
for
you fed you. Us well.
Yes. Yeah, and thank you for cleaning everything up afterwards. anyways, you know, these are free. So you find yourself going there and back. You find yourself just drinking more and more Juicy Juices. And we're all really little. We're small people. And we soon find that the Juicy Juices are not sitting too well with our stomach. So the logical thing.
It's you.
I would say this is a collective we. But if we're gonna pin it, yes, I was the lead person on this expedition. So as the logical thing to do, I keep drinking. So I, you know, I was like, oh, my stomach feels a little funny. I totally forgot about this. There was also like a severe thunderstorm warning going on. Do you guys remember this?
Oh my gosh.
Like a crazy thunderstorm.
This was
like,
yes.
Like they were like sending everyone home because this was like a crazy thunderstorm.
Old Crow Medicine Show was the headliner that year, and
they had to stop playing. Yeah, because of this crazy. Then you know, like we're staying in tents. We're not exactly like, you know.
Yeah, we're under our little sunbrillas, completely unprotected.
Yeah, we're unprotected
in an open field.
Right, and this is like an open, and so you know the winds start to come and they start to send everyone home, and that's right about when it hits. Everybody's scrambling, we're packing up the picnic blankets, we're packing up all the snacks. And I think I said something along the lines of like, I made eye contact with my mom. And I just go, I gotta go. I gotta go. And you know, like, we were there for a long time. Like, we did not obey the thunderstorm warning.
Yeah.
But to this day, I can't even look at a Juicy Juice
anymore. No more Juicy Juice seltzer for you.
More Juicy Juice.
That was it.
That was it.
Gotta go to the maple seltzer.
They had, you know, they had a good run.
That they did. Yeah.
And, you know, you learned a lesson that day.
So. I learned a very important lesson. One might even say pivotal.
Formative.
Formative, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll leave you with that. You know, think about your juicy juice and think about your dried fruit. Which do you want?
Get that fruit.
Deep. Love that.
And we'll get you back with I Want You Back by Lake Street Dive.
I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in the crowd. But someone picked you from the bunch. One glance was all it took. Now it's a much too late for me to take. I
And I could never pretend that I don't love you. You could never pretend that I'm your man. That's exactly the way that I want it. It's exactly the way that I am. And you call me in the morning with your troubles, taking it downtown every night. I could never place the stars at night above. Got my hands on the ground and you know I'm right. You wait so long.
I just want to say, oh, sorry. First of all, that was Wait So Long by Trampled by Turtles, and before that was I Want You Back by Lake Street Dive. We just want to interrupt very shortly to give a shout out to all of our parents who are listening right now.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for being friends.
And all this music is somewhat attributed to you for bringing us to this festival for so many years. So
truly, truly.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. I can't think of a story right now, and I'm slightly embarrassed.
Don't worry, we'll get you next time.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we'll get back into some music. Power by Toon Yards.
Now Plates and first dates, finger waves and hard hairstyles, corner conversations, pop locking and dropping, high school sweetheart at the gas station, wonder who he's dating now, if he's married now, if he's busy thinking of what was, like I am now, should I ask him how he doing, if you're going to the second line, fuck it, I'm late for rehearsal now, fuck it, I'm late for rehearsal now, Erica told me I'll see you in the next lifetime, nigga, bye. Confident as a ditty like Whitley. Yeah, down to earth like Freddy. Down to ride, no Billy. At home, it was Kool-Aid Packs and Disney. Lizzie McGuire on one Saturday morning on the weekies. Never had a pair of Jordans, don't want them. My jump shot don't need sneakers. More costly than I can afford them. Rice Krispie treats and noodles. Home alone, Macaulay Culkin. Cause sometimes, I need more space than stars can give me. More sky than God provides me. And TV so I won't get lonely. About me a third period, oh well, oh well. The day was still made for me. Reruns of Martin waiting on me. More cake for me. Amy scared me. And she make me jealous and Cheryl in my bed. Brian, my boyfriend, gay as his father. But his love letters be sweeter than snowballs in the east and freezing street all wrapped in one love letter. And a warm sweater in December. I'm better. I decay whatever. Mondays I be tripping. My mama want me to wash the dishes while she make my brother lazy. I'm distant, fuck it, I'm moving at 18. Fast forward 10 years later, it's the same routine. And I'm complaining, catching bucks, mood change like it's a new thing. I want everything or anything. Thrift clothes in a basket on a Hummer truck. Man, my life funny as fuck, like Bruce with a cut. Just my luck, I'd end up famous and blunt. Rolling a blunt, turned down while everyone is busy turning up. Can you turn my music up? Hey, turn my music up. I saw you through a universe once. That wasn't the type of shit you see.
That was Ants by Tank and the Bangas, and before that you heard Power by Toon Yards. That's a great song.
Excellent song.
Mm-hmm. That was one of my favorite Green River performances, I must say.
Yeah.
Both of those, actually, Toon Yards and Tank and the Bangas.
Bringing awesome music every year.
Oh, yeah.
Music that we would not hear otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Most likely. I just wanted to mention, also, the second song we played, Downward by Ripe. Ripe is actually going on tour in the fall.
Ooh. Yes.
And do you know what the date is?
April
for Boston
8th,
show?
I believe, in Boston.
April 8th.
April 8th in Boston.
At like 6 or something.
So if you like the sound of that and you remember it, you should for sure check that out.
I will say his voice sounds insane live. Like, so much better than recorded. Yeah. Although it's good recorded, too.
They're also going all the way throughout America. They're going through Philly towards the end of the month, and D.C. as well.
Boulder, Colorado.
You can catch all of us at those shows.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
We got quite the spread of the country here, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We
do. We also have a very special announcement, which no one seems to remember.
Our special announcement is...
We will be here for another hour.
For all 33 of you. Get excited.
To hear more Green River.
Yeah.
Shout out to each and every one of the 33 of you.
We have a lifetime of stories to share, and we're excited to do it. So.
And we're fitting a lifetime into 2 hours.
Just couldn't be contained into 1 hour.
As one does. Yeah.
It's like a biopic, but as a radio show.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, in addition to spending every minute of these two hours, but also every year, the weekend at Green River, we also have a tradition where we spend every New Year's together. And we've got this so far, I think we got about 5 or 6 years going strong. Got a big rivalry over a board game.
Huge rivalry.
It's almost come to blows. I won't lie.
It's intense.
Yeah, it's intense. And it's called Ticket to Ride, for those of you who have heard of it. And it involves building your own kind of train, almost like empire around the country.
So far, we played across the U.S.
The United States.
No. Well, also now, Europe. Now we're aware that there's a range of places.
There's actually like a ton of the different expansions.
People don't stop making board games. I mean,
well, it's like,
I mean, if you make a good one, like, you just keep going.
Yeah. As we describe ourselves in the game, and as these people describe themselves in real life, we are the true industrialists.
I don't know if I like to think of myself that way, but
if you look at any huge game that's blown up like that, you know, you got Settlers of Catan, Cards Against Humanity, Ticket to Ride, they all have like 50 versions now.
And you know what, we have played many of them. Those are some of the three main games.
Speaking of versions of games, can we take a second for our least favorite version of Ticket to Ride? We're not allowed to say that one on air because it's so problematic.
Oh, yes. Oh,
Ticket to Ride is a surprise, surprise, very colonial.
Yeah. Any game that involves regions of the world tends to be.
Especially when they're regions of the world circa 19th century.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no, non-white regions of the world.
Unfortunately,
who thought that was a good idea to make that expansion?
Yeah, how'd they get that through the board meeting? You know,
they're like, I think we should do this one.
Imagine pitching that to someone. This is my idea.
You know, good thing that we never have to play that game.
We could
buy it and burn it along with the food.
Why would we spend the money to burn it?
It's true. Then our money is going to them. This is true.
Well. Yeah. Right. What's our other big tradition before we get into our next music section?
We have a very special...
Speaking of burning things.
We do love burning things. We have a very special drink we make. Very special drink we make every New Year's. I think the correct... I don't know. I don't think any of us are or
I don't think we can say it.
Oh, I guess we can't say it
correctly. But you can describe it without it's, describing what's
our German basically listeners.
Yeah, for our German listeners, it's a flaming. We take a cone of sugar,
and you pour
and you
liquid
douse
on,
that
liquid
in rum.
On top of it.
Liquid, yeah.
And then it goes up in flames.
And you light it on fire, and it drips down into another kind of liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a really delicious...
Similar kind of liquid.
It's a very similar kind of liquid.
It's a liquid.
And you drink it.
And makes a really delicious, like, caramely liquid.
I've never liquided the liquid.
And it's
personally.
Sugary and yummy, and we don't know what it tastes like.
We don't know what it tastes like, but we do know what it looks
our
like.
Our parents drink it. But we like to watch it burn.
Yeah, well, we're dehydrated here. We don't consume liquid.
It's true.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know what we do is the jerk when we lose Ticket to Ride.
Oh, that is true. I will say we're quite good at it.
Yeah.
What was the agreed
I do have a video of a certain team who I will say is not Sam and I doing
the
jerk.
I deny mm-hmm. the existence of this video. I don't think it's real. It was photoshopped. All these kids these days and their ability to Photoshop videos, yeah.
All right. Yep. Should we go back into some songs?
Yeah, let's listen to some
music. Now we have a whole, another hour of opportunity, so.
We could just do a single symphony. We won't. We won't. Don't worry, we won't. That would not be a fun time.
All right. Also, just want to mention, please call in if you have anything to say. You can ask us questions.
Wanna
you can tell us a story. Mm. We'd love to hear mm-hmm. it. And if we don't answer on the first try again. We'll get it. We'll be able to pick up your call at least on the second time.
What number should they call
if
into?
If not the first.
And oh, that's a great
if
question.
If they want to call in, that's a great question. They should call in at the number, which is 855-915-9636. And again, that is 855-915-9636. We also have a handy dandy little DJ chat on the website if you would Ooh. Not like us to hear your voice, but you would like us to hear your ideas. I'd love to DJ chat with you. Just a reminder that this is Nacy and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio on the show Time Warp with Nacy,
Thea,
Lev,
and Sam.
And our next song is Wagon Wheel by Old Crow Medicine Show.
Headed down south to the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina. Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours. Picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Riley I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train.